Tommy Lasorda, the famed Dodgers manager, once said, "Play for the name on the front of the jersey and not for the name on the back of the jersey." What's clear in that expression is that a player's concern should be on the advancement of the team and not on the advancement of self. When you are more concerned about the name on the back of the jersey, which is your own name, then you'll do things that shine the light on your talent, your abilities, your achievements. You won't be concerned with the affairs of the team, unless, of course, it will serve to advance your own name. In Ruth chapter 4, this man, Mr. What's-His-Name, by refusing to do the good and right thing when he had the opportunity, by refusing to redeem Elimelech's line, was in essence saying, "I do not believe in a future hope of Israel." The promised snake crusher, the seed of Eve that would come through Abraham and Isaac and Jacob's line. And this man was saying, "I'm more interested in preserving and advancing my own name than God's. I would rather trust in my own personal hope than the hope God has promised to His people in His Word. I'm giving notice that I don't believe in God's ability, or I simply don't care about His eternal promised land." The irony in this story is that the one man who was concerned with preserving and prolonging his own name does not even get named in the story. He lived for the name on the back of the jersey instead of for the name on the front. He was more concerned with the advancement of his name rather than God's fame. In treating God's word as flippant and his own name and agenda as primary, he was letting everyone know that his hope was not in what God promised. His hope was in what he could produce for himself. You know, when you treat God's word flippantly, when you try to find loopholes instead of loving it, when self-advancement is your gig, you shine a light on yourself as your own hope in this world. "God, your word's important to me when it puts me in a better worldly position, when it puts me on center stage, when it does not cause me discomfort. Other than that, I'm good without it." Don't be like Mr. What's-His-Name. When you pray today, please remember Joe and Myra Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the English LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Canada, South Africa, and the United States.